This is the Truth Network.
Coming to you from an entrenched barricade deep in the heart of Central North Carolina. Masculine Journey After Hours, a time to go deeper and be more transparent on the topic covered on this week's broadcast. So sit back and join us on this adventure. The Masculine Journey After Hours starts here now.
Welcome to Masculine Journey After Hours, and thank you for joining us on this adventure. That's what it says right there in our intro.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for joining
us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we're glad you're on an adventure, and we're glad every week, but we're especially glad today because we're talking about adventure.
Indeed.
Yeah, good word there, Andy.
Indeed.
Yeah, indeed.
Oh, don't stress himself out over there.
Wish I had a thesaurus to think of another word that went with that.
It just occurred to me that entrenched barricade would be a trip hazard.
Yes, could be.
Okay. A what?
So that's an adventure.
When you fall down?
An entrenched barricade would be a trip hazard if you got it buried. And okay. Never mind.
Yeah.
Anything can be an entrenched barricade, so.
I guess it could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does keep the guffers out, though.
Yeah. Well, we are talking about adventure today for lots of different reasons. And the main reason is God takes us on adventures continually in our life. We don't always see him as that. But he does take us on adventures, and he's taken this whole group on an adventure, March 13th through 16th, to where, Andy?
Royston, Georgia.
To do what?
To go to boot camp at Camp Little Light.
Yeah, we're going to have a camp in Georgia.
That's an adventure for us because, you know, we've been pretty static for a while on our location, which has been great, fantastic, but just some things that's been leading. It's interesting to see, too, in this adventure, we see possibilities of other people attending that we normally wouldn't come to us, or we've changed the venue and stuff. So I think it's exciting for all of us to go and do something somewhere different.
Yeah, the Carolina Bible Camp's been awesome to go to, and it's been great to be there. Yeah, what's going to be nice about going on a new adventure, it's taken us out of our comfort zone. Mm. And that's one of the things that, you know, God often requires is to get us out of our comfort zone, or pretty much always requires, right? And so that we go on this adventure with him, and so we're excited about it. And if you want to go to masculinejourney.org. If you go on your phone, there will be a huge banner, like a huge, huge red banner.
I was hoping nobody would mention
that. You can't read the whole thing, if you move it around a little bit, you can click on it.
Oh, I get this is where you were going to give me a hard time.
Yeah, this is...
I was going to give myself a hard time, too. That is true, and the explanation is we wanted to make sure everybody knows, because we've been doing it at the same time place for so long. I wanted to get Royston, Georgia in there, and to do that, just the website software that we have, it was either going to be really small... Or not, and wrap and look all ugly or whatever. And it looks great on the website. Yeah. It looks pretty bad on a phone.
It does. If you're using a mobile device.
Register on your phone. Go to a computer.
Well, you can, but you kind of have to find the center of the red button, click on it, and then it'll go to a normal size
page. You can't miss it.
You cannot, because that's the only thing you can see is this great big red thing in front of you. If you don't believe me, go to masculinejourney.org
on your phone
and try to click in the center, and then once you do, go ahead and just register for boot camp. You're already there, so you might as well just do that.
Get it done before it changes again.
Yeah, before it changes again. But no, Andy, thank you for putting that together. Yeah, sure. I could not have done that, so I appreciate you doing it, but I enjoy giving you a hard time, which you're aware of. But we are talking about adventures with God, and that's our next big adventure. When is it? Anyone remember?
March 13th through 16th. I did it. I put it on the website.
Yeah, March 13th through 16th. Jim, where's it going to be at?
Royston, Georgia.
That's correct. I don't have anything else. At Little Light, Camp Little Light.
Camp Little Light.
Yeah, and the way you remember that is how.
We're going to let it shine.
This little light of mine. Yeah, we're going to let our light shine.
We are. We are. All right. Well, back on to our personal adventures with God. Jim, you have the next clip, so you do whatever you want with it.
Well, when I heard the topic, I was excited. And there have been enough topics that hadn't happened. I said, this is great. I'm going to get me a new clip.
So and you don't like God's topics?
Oh, well, I love God's topics. Okay. And this one included him, so okay. I'm pretty sure it was. Those are the ones I do like.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you determined which ones are God's and which ones are. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, he let me know in no uncertain terms about this one. But I was excited about the topic until I started trying to say, well, I need to find a new clip for this. And I did that for several hours yesterday and got demoralized and said, what the heck? I'll just go and talk about other people. That's more fun anyway, sometimes. But this morning I woke up nice and early, around 4, and I said, okay, I'll start looking, and I started again. And after a couple more hours, I said, okay, I'm just going to go see what's on the site. And I had 3 I was thinking about that were old clips and everybody would recognize. And there was one in particular. I said, well, that's pretty appropriate for me. And that would be the clip you're about to hear. But when I got on and got ready to start looking for it, I saw this clip already in the file that Andy had put in there, and it had my name on it. And Andy said, I didn't put your name on it, but it was one I'd used before. And he said, well, he might like this one. And I'm pretty sure God gave him that, so that kind of made it more exciting. And then the more I thought about this clip, it includes a lot of things I love. Some of my earliest big adventures were flying with my father when I was very young. And I've also done some gold panning, and that was fun. And while I was actually looking, I was also booking a flight to Alaska as part of our 52nd anniversary adventure with my wife.
Congratulations.
So, and thank you this August. So,
I'll thank you in August.
All of that kind of, yeah, and Sam and I agree on very little, but this is one thing we both see is God's sense of humor. Yeah. And I just, by the time I saw the clip was already there and some of the other things he was working on, I said, this is going to be a great show, and I got excited again. So this is a fella going to Alaska. He has no idea what he's doing, sort of like Carolyn and I when we went on our adventure to Alaska 22 years ago. It's been a little while, but we ended up moving up there, and that was our first really letting go of everything and responding to God's call, and it was a lot of fun. And in the other show, I mentioned the fact that as soon as we got back, the pastor said, well, God won't necessarily tell you to go to Alaska. He told us to go to Alaska. What's wrong with Alaska? We loved it for 7 months, and we came back for other adventures. But this is a guy riding with Rosie in a plane and discussing his adventure.
Yep, and it's a movie called Never Cry Wolf.
That I never really know.
Yep, that's it. Never Cry Wolf. And the guy is going, he's a scientist going up to study wolves.
Study wolves.
So, yeah, so here
his name's Tyler.
Tyler, thank you.
Anything thank else? You, Tyler.
Yep. Here we go.
How do you,
don't worry about a thing. I feel my way through these mountains blindfolded all the time. Tell me, Tyler. What's in the Valley of the Blackstone? What is it, manganese? Can't be oil. Is it gold?
It's kind of hard to say.
You're a smart man, Tyler. Keep your own counsel. We're all of us prospectors up here, right, Tyler? Scratching for that for that one crack in the ground. We'll never have to scratch again. I'll let you in on a little secret, Tyler. The gold's not in the ground. Gold's not anywhere up here. The real gold is south of 60, sitting in living rooms, stuck facing the boob tube, bored to death. Bored to death, Tyler.
What's wrong?
Take the stick.
What's wrong?
Boredom, Tyler. boredom. That's what's wrong. How do you beat boredom, Tyler? Adventure. Adventure, Tyler.
Where are you going? Rosie! Rosie, what are you doing? I can't fly this thing. What do I do?
I catch the updraft here. Right in the middle. Good.
And that adventure is getting a plane whose engine is stalled working again while they're heading for the side of a mountain. That really hit home when I listened to it again, largely because of the boredom. And yeah, Carolyn and I do have the opportunity to go on some adventures. But when we're not on one, like yesterday and today, sitting in front of the TV bored and trying to get more active and get back out here. And this is, you know, I'm older, but I still got a lot of adventure left in me, and this was sort of a great reminder for that.
So are you going on a cruise up there, or are you just...
We're actually going, we're flying to, well, we're going to Banff first, the park, and then we're going to...
If you've never heard of Banff, look it up. It's in Canada. It's a national park up there that's, I think it puts almost all the United States parks to shame. Yeah. It's just beautiful, gorgeous.
I've never heard anybody disappointed. And it's on Carolyn's bucket list, and we were ready to go and had everything set up a few years ago, and then this ugly virus came out, and Canada was the first place to shut down. So they cut us off from doing that, but we're going to try again at twice the price now. But Banff is a great place. Then we're going to ride a train over to Vancouver. Wow. And hop on a ship there.
Sounds
great. Which will, at the end of that one, we're also going to head up to whatever they're calling McKinley now.
McKinley.
We're still calling it McKinley. Oh, no, is that reversed to?
It was Denali. But
Denali. Yeah, well, Denali's the park, so why not have both?
Yeah.
But that's well, a you place do, neither you do, of us have been.
You take some risks for the kingdom on these trips, too, don't you?
Well, I am much more likely to talk to you about Jesus if I run into you far from home than if if you're...
Yeah.
If I'm sitting in my living room, I guess.
Watching TV.
That's right. Yeah. Carolyn knows Jesus.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go over to his house.
I was thinking about it this morning. Most of the people I talk to about Jesus these days are waiters and waitresses. And
that's good.
There was one this week, but we won't go into
it. It's harder to meet people these days. Yeah. We're so pulled apart with our phones and other things we got going on, it's just hard for us to get in conversations.
I'm sorry, Rodney, I was looking at my phone. I wasn't paying any attention while you're saying it.
Were you talking, Rodney?
You like to
no, if you if you were actually doing it, it'd be different. But yeah, I know. Yeah, that's the point. It's like everybody's always busy.
Well, yeah,
I got my things to do.
Yeah. I've always liked watching people, and that's what you watch them do these days. It's amazing how many folks are glued to their phone, and other folks are trying to make me eat the microphone. But I guess I was too far away. Now it's very soft.
Yeah, a little too close. They, when my sons and I, you talked about people watching. When we went to the Indianapolis 500 this last year on our adventure that we went on together,
it rained and rained.
It was a lot of that was not fun, but the race was fun and that was cool. But probably some of the most fun we had outside the race is we had to get there so early that all you do is just sit around and people watch, you know, and you watch people walk in and you try to guess what their story is. Are they a couple? Are they friends? Are they, you know, you're just trying to figure out, and you see, and they all have these costumes. They come in, and, you know, it's like when they go down to the, whatever the race is, Churchill Downs.
Kentucky Derby. That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, you know, they kind of have similar stuff for the Indianapolis 500 where people dress in their own, kind of way for the 500 and a lot of checkered flag stuff. And so it's just kind of interesting to sit there and watch people. But Art, we're going to switch over to you. Do you have something you'd like to share on this topic of adventures with the father?
Well, I do. I'd like to talk about some of my adventures.
Unless Rodney steals his phone.
And yeah, Rodney's looking at my notes here. So let's see. Let me see them, Rodney. Let me get there.
You got to move the microphone with you.
Yep. Wherever your head goes, the microphone goes with.
Yeah. Just lift your phone up.
Okay. Well, we'll get started here. There you go. Thank you, Rodney. Thank you. A few weeks ago, we were talking about adventures on another program, and I had a picture of me and riding a four wheeler, and I had my dog on the back of the four wheeler, and she was kind of leaning up against me, and I talked about that picture some. And what I didn't say then, and what I want to say today, is that we were going. I called it an adventure, but what we were actually doing was we were going to check the mailboxes. You know, the other picture, we were heading out across the pasture. We were going to check the cows, but it wasn't. They were adventures.
Absolutely.
It's what's in your heart. It's the way you look at what you're doing. Ordinary chores can be, you know, you can look at it through your dog's eyes. You can look at it through with the help of God and what He's doing inside you, and anything can be an adventure. And Harold talked about, you know, possibly facing a new disease being, you know, this is an adventure. This is a new experience. This is something that, you know, I'm going to work at and do and the best I can. And, you know, adventure, the actual definition of an adventure is an unusual, exciting, and possibly dangerous activity, such as a trip or experience, or the excitement produced by such an activity. But I want to point out, it does say possibly dangerous. You don't actually have to do anything risky. It's just, it can be the way you view ordinary things. And I know I've been doing some fencing, putting up some barbed wire fence recently and repairing some old fences. And, you know, it kind of takes me back to, you know, to my childhood, to doing that in my childhood days and my father showing me how. And I'm going on a little adventure back to my boyhood with doing that. A neighbor says, just put up that high stencil wire. It's so easy and works so well. And I'm like, no, you know, I want to cut down my cedar posts and cedar trees and make posts out of them and stretch barbed wire like we used to do. You know, it's reliving something from your past. It's, for me, that's an adventure.
Absolutely.
Adventure.
Fencing can be very dangerous, especially if that little tip comes off of the end of your foil.
We have that one clip we play with the swordsman, fencing guy there. If you don't know what you're doing there. Yeah.
That was one of the three that I thought I might use.
Yeah, well, I will say that I have to vote that as the best point of the night. The whole show, the last two shows, there's been good points, but I think that's the best one that I've heard, in my opinion, that I needed to hear the most, is the adventures in attitude more than anything.
That's right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I needed to hear that, so thank you for sharing that.
I just have to look at my dogs and see how they are seeing things. And it's, everything's an adventure to them.
Oh,
everything
absolutely.
Is. And I just fall in with them and do the same. So.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, thank you, Art.
You're welcome.
Andy, you actually have the next clip.
Well, I'm glad he said that, because I was thinking along the same lines.
Yeah, sure
attitude,
you were.
Yeah. An attitude.
Yeah, sure you were, Andy.
But the point.
give him something.
Yeah.
Bury him. I'm not trying to steal him, Thunder.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying.
I thought I heard you say, go ahead, give me a hard time. No, please. But you have the mic. Go ahead.
But the point is I think it's a matter, it's that, it's what Rosie was saying. It's like, you become bored with life when life becomes too predictable. Mm-hmm. And that whole idea, I've experienced some of that recently in the fact that I think I've said about how I'm getting more active because I've lost some weight and I'm working out, so I have energy to do other things. And with that, I'm doing a lot more. I'm going back to those times of, I look at a problem where I used to think, man, I don't even want to bother with that. Now I'm just like, I want to attack it or whatever. I want to step in. I want to risk. I don't care if I fail. I'm going to try to do it. And most of the thing I'm doing, they're small things, but it's almost like God's taking me back to that Cowboy Ranger stage where I'm being fathered again by Him, and not just these adventures. Everybody's heard me talk about going on trips and the adventures and that, like Jim was talking about, and I love those. That's a big part of what I do, but it's risking in the areas that I don't normally succeed in. Mm-hmm. And God loves that, I believe, because He makes us to come through. He makes us that way. And we pull back when we aren't fathered in that. But when you say, okay, God, father me in this, and let's do this adventure together, he's all over that.
Okay, well, I take back giving you most of the hard time. that was a solid point there as well.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate
that. Not as good
that.
As ours, but it was close.
He set me up.
Yeah, he did.
We collaborated.
No, thank you for letting me go first.
There you go. Anytime. Nah. But my clip is from The Patriot. And Patriot is, we've talked about it before, Benjamin Martin. He doesn't want to enter into battle. And he's being forced because the enemy, the British, are coming and starting to just really attack the settlers in that area. And they end up, he doesn't want his sons to get involved. One of his sons has already joined the military, and he's trying to protect them, and they've carried him off, but they carried him off, his oldest son, because his second oldest son they killed. And he's got two younger sons, and they've chased him down, and they're positioning themselves to ambush this British guard that's got his son, and they're going to take him to hang him or whatever. And so he's really stepping into, I mean, this is a battle scene, but there's adventure in it. And when you hear it as he gives counsel to his sons, it's I think it's Benjamin Martin's giving counsel to Nathan and Samuel, his younger sons. And when he's doing it, you can tell he's already, they've done adventures together. He's trained them and taught them how to do stuff. But this is a way to finally, they're forced into battle, and they're having to step up as young men to do it. And so that's really the adventure that they're living in this scene.
Boys, listen to me. I'll fire first. I want you two to start with the officers and work your way down. Can you tell the difference?
Yes, Father.
Yes, Father.
Good. Samuel, after your first shot, I want you to reload for your brother Nathan. Now, if anything should happen to me, I want you two to drop your weapons, and I want you to run as quickly as you can. Now you hide in the brush, make your way home, get your brother and your sisters, and you take them to your Aunt Charlotte's. Understood? What did I tell you fellas about shooting?
Aim small, miss small.
Aim small, miss small. Boys, Samuel, steady. Fast and accurate.
So, you know, that whole instruction, aim small, miss small, how I take that to apply to my life is in the past, I haven't really been very intentional and focused on things. And I really hadn't taken God's counsel. I was also I didn't wait. He told them to wait. They had to wait for the proper time to shoot. I'd be like, yeah. Before in my Christian life, I'm shooting all over the place. And it's not like, it's like hold in Braveheart. I wasn't holding. I was just all over the place. And I think as God takes me into more of finding out who I am and the adventures He has for us, to learn and wait upon Him more, I still get ahead of Him. And sometimes that can be bad because I have a tendency to procrastinate too. And you can also hold back too much at times. But just really being led into that. So just some examples, like I said, of just stepping into some things of just, you know, taking care of the house, relationships stepping in. I give counsel based on my own experience of where he had me to hold back or give an example. And I think it's beneficial to people, and it's brings a lot of freedom because you begin to see the mistakes you made in the past and you want to share those. But I was looking through my phone. Occasionally I'll pull it up. Just what I've been through in the past few years is I can, you know, we talk about casual adventure, crucial adventure, and critical adventure, and all of it, it progressively gets more as a stake. You know, casual would be just going, you know, going and enjoying yourself fishing or kayaking or whatever. Crucial being more of taking care of your family and your job and stuff, and critical would be your ministry. And I was like, I've got pictures from every one of those, you know, categories last year, quite a few. And it just, you know, there's comfort in the fact that I used to just not engage. I was the one sitting at home watching the tube. And for a long time, or just watching sports. That was somebody else's, and I still watch sports, but I would do it all the time, and that's somebody else's adventure, not my adventure. And it's just exciting to step into that, and I've seen the fruit of it in my life. I mean, there's still a lot of places I need to work on, but I've been enjoying the adventures God has for me.
That's awesome, Andy. Thank you. And we do have an adventure for you. I know I've said it a couple times, I'm going to keep saying it every week until you get to a boot camp. And we have one coming up when, Andy?
March 13th through 16th.
And where's it going to be, Danny?
Royston, Georgia.
Okay.
At Camp Little Light.
Camp Little Light, that's right. And Art, how do they go register for the boot camp? Do you remember?
Go to our website.
That's good. Do you remember what the website is? MaskOnJourney.org is what that is.
Yes.
So go to MaskOnJourney.org. Go register, but this week, let God love on you and love somebody well. We'll talk with you next week.
This is the Truth Network.